Gaundy and Maz Show.
Well, this was an exclusive chat only to our show. We can officially say that.
Yeah, 100%. So Jodie, she got in touch with us. She listens to this show. She also went to high school with Melissa Caddick, who has been missing since November last year. You may be across the Melissa Caddick story. It's pretty full on. Michael Usher did a sit-down interview with her husband, Anthony Coletti, over the weekend, which I watched and I was like, there's a few twists and turns in this story that I wasn't aware of. And then Jodie got in contact with us and gave us this whole other side of the story that she hasn't really told anyone.
Yeah, there's an extended version of the chat which you'll find in this podcast space if you go looking for it, but we'll play the chat that we aired in this podcast for you here today.
Yeah, it's juicy. We had to give it to our legal team and stuff, yeah. And they had to listen to it and be like, maybe take that bit out. That might
still some good stuff in there though. Like, it's still plenty there.
It's so fascinating. Yeah. And just to talk to someone who hasn't been, I guess, forthcoming in the investigation. She hasn't spoken to anyone, but she had plenty to say. So she told us.
It's coming up in the podcast. Enjoy. Well, this has not only been trending right now, but for the last 12 months or so, Maz.
Yeah, it's a story that has a lot of twists and turns. It's an open investigation. It's the story of Melissa Caddick, who is currently missing. We don't know of her whereabouts. There are a few theories going around. One of those theories her husband, Anthony Coletti, holds and told Michael Usher about it on Sunday night on Channel 7.
Yeah, if you missed a bit of that, this is from Sunday night.
She defrauded millions and millions, then vanished.
It's time for the truth to come out.
What Australia has heard so far is just the tip of the iceberg.
I know why she died.
Who would want to murder Melissa?
Someone got greedy and wanted her dead. No one vanishes. I don't think it was an accident at all.
Let's also play this little piece of audio. It's only 8 seconds, but this is her husband, Anthony.
I felt it like a lightning bolt through my heart. She was not the kind of person that's going to chop off her foot and go AWOL.
All right, we were contacted by one of Melissa's friends, Jodie, who wanted to put a different side out there to the Melissa that people might have a perception of. And Jodie joins us on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, babe. Now, you grew up with Melissa Caddick, who we have seen a lot of news headlines about since she went missing last November.
That's correct.
Okay, so we wanted to just have a chat to you. I watched the Michael Usher interview with Anthony, who is her husband, on Sunday night on Channel 7, and I have my opinions on what I think, but I would love to talk to you as someone who knew Melissa growing up.
I was devastated by what's happened. The Melissa I knew was a very dedicated child, daughter, sister to her family and to her friends. And that's where my head is at the moment, like confused at the moment, because I can't believe that she's done what she's done, because that's not the girl that I knew growing up.
Okay.
So as this all unfolded, were you just baffled the entire time?
Oh, yeah, it's been like back and forth in my head. This is not Melissa I know, but maybe she has done it, because the more information I found out and the other people that I knew were involved, it just became, you know, confusing in my head that she could do it, because that wasn't the girl that I knew.
Ultimately, to play devil's advocate, allegedly it turns out that she is responsible for the fraud and the financial disruption to other people's lives, is that not what a con person does? Is they con everybody, and so therefore it makes perfect sense that it doesn't fit the mold of the Melissa that you knew, maybe?
That's true, but I still don't think she's done this by herself.
Okay.
I think there's bigger fish involved.
So do you want to share your theory with us?
All right, so I've got two theories. That she walked out of the house, similar to what Anthony said on Saturday night, and someone took her because they got greedy and they wanted more, and she's something's happened to her.
Okay.
My other theory is that the AFP were there for 14 hours. They backed a van up into that house to take away stuff. There is a possibility, because she while in there being interrogated, she spilled her guts and said, look, these are the other people that are involved, that they've put her in witness protection, the foots are furfy, and they're just waiting. And that's, the AFP's been very quiet, and so have the police, about this whole situation. They're just waiting to catch the bigger fish, and they'll either put her into witness protection or she'll come out and do her time for her part in the crime.
Wow. Can you imagine if that is the case, the lengths that they've gone to for that?
And it's a possibility. I mean, I've been held down on social media groups for even sprouting that idea. But it's very strange that the only body part that has ever been found of her is her foot that washed up on a beach that we all went to on a school excursion.
Yeah, that piece of the puzzle is almost confusing.
And so you do hold out hope that she's still alive?
I would love her to be alive, for her parents, for her brother, for her son mainly. He's got to live with this now for the rest of his life, he's going to be remembered for what his mother's done, and that's not fair to him. That's really not fair.
Okay.
Being her friend, did you meet him? Did you spend much time with him?
No, I've never met him.
Okay. So you went to high school with Melissa, and then did you guys stay in touch after high school or not really?
Yeah, we did. I actually dated her brother for a while, and then we split up.
Yep.
I kept in contact with the family for a little bit, but then I moved to Bathurst and then to where I am now.
Yeah.
And I kept in contact just through social media. Like, I didn't sort of...
Sure.
As you do when you get a bit older.
That's right, because, you know, everyone's got their life and things change and whatever else. So it was a bit of a shock, like November last year when I first got told that she was missing, and then as it unraveled to find out what had been going on. It's been a very emotional roller coaster.
Oh, I bet. It's very close to home. You know, you've got a personal connection to this story, and it's, I think, and perhaps, I'm not sure, but perhaps the reason that the AFP haven't been so forthcoming is because it's still an active investigation.
And she's still on the missing persons register.
Well, because they haven't found a body.
That's right.
Mm.
Well, we can only hope that people get the answers they're looking for.
It's a real head scratcher, this one.
And look, if she was sitting in front of me today, I would say to her, you know what, I still care about you, but why? Why did you do this? Just like her brother said on TV, like, why?
Yeah, we may never find out that answer, babe. That's one of the – because do you know what? If Melissa is found alive, and I truly sincerely do hope that she is found alive, that ain't going to be the first question. The first question is going to be wildly different to why, I think.
Oh, of course. But, like, you know, as a friend, you're just like, why?
I know.
Why?
Of course. Well,
especially to a family. That's, I think, the hardest thing for me to get, that not only her close family, like parents and brother, but aunts, uncles, godparents, like her really her best friend since birth, basically.
Yeah.
And her extended family, like, it's just, it's beyond my imagination, actually. Like I said, it's been a roller coaster of emotions trying to get my head around it.
Are you seeking to speak out to Channel 7 to kind of tell your side of the story, or are you happy to just, you know, kind of just not get associated?
I've had media outlets contact me. I've just been mindful of the Grimleys. I don't want to upset them.
Mm-hmm.
So can I ask, why have you chosen to speak with us?
Because I when I heard Michael Usher being interviewed the other day, I just went, we're only ever hearing about the criminal side of Melissa and all the crap that she's done. And I just wanted to put another side to her, that she was a loving daughter and a sister. She was good to her friends. She was a really nice girl. She had a wicked sense of humour. She loved to ski. She loved to go out and dance and have a drink. And that's the Melissa I want people to know. Mm. Yes, she's done something really bad, but there's another side to her as well.
Yeah. Jodie, you're a good friend.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. You've definitely done that on behalf of Melissa, sharing that here with us this morning. And it's already one of the biggest news stories in the country. I mean, if we ever find out what happened to Melissa, it's just going to go to a whole nother level. But hopefully we have those answers for you soon and everyone involved.
I hope so.
Oi, let's go with this because Chris Hemsworth, there's been a big viral campaign doing the rounds to get Hemsworth to Cowra.
Yeah, it's called Get Chris to Cowra. It has caught the attention of Chris Hemsworth himself, and he has shared on his social media the video that was put together by Glenn Daly, who's the New South Wales Tourism Manager for Cowra.
Let's have a little listen to the video. He's about to join us.
Hey, do you know who the Australian Tourism Ambassador is?
Yeah, it's Chris.
It's Chris bloody Hemsworth from the Spider-Man movies.
What about him?
Well, we should get him here to show off Cowra.
Why would Chris Hemsworth want to come to Cowra?
Well, to take in the tranquility of the Cowra Japanese Gardens. Or he could step back in time at the POW camp.
So what's our pitch? It's got to be something sophisticated.
What about just 2 hours from Canberra, 4 hours from Sydney? Come for the pies. Stay for the skies. Make history come alive. Give your Thor muscles a break from the hustle and bustle in Cowra.
Oh, well-written campaign, Maz.
Absolutely.
Very well-written.
The brains behind it, Mr. Glenn Daly, joins us. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, team. How are you?
Oh, we're great. It's a very exciting day for you. Chris Hemsworth has confirmed that he will be coming to Cowra.
Yeah, I know. How good is that? It's bloody amazing, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing.
Has he indicated how long for, what he might do there, or he's just said, yeah, I'm on my way?
No, he just said he loved the campaign, he's overseas filming, and when he gets back early next year, he's coming in hot.
And so are you going to be his tour manager when he gets to Cowra? Have you been tasked with the duty of hanging out with Chris Hemsworth for a few days?
Task, what a terrible task that would be. I think there's going to be a lot of people looking for that job, so hopefully I'll be one of them.
And was this all a part of just a bit of a tourism push for Cowra as a place that people can come and visit now that we're out of lockdown and next year we'll be able to travel and, you know, hang out in different places for the first time in a long time?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done it pretty rough out in the regions for the last couple of years with drought and mouse plague and COVID and all that sort of stuff. And, we're sort of well on the road to recovery and wanted to send a really good, fun message out to Australia. And now, thanks to Chris, the world, that coming out and see us as soon as you can. It's a beautiful spot.
Well, look, our show goes right across New South Wales. This is a great opportunity to get it out there. As regional travel opens up again in the next few weeks, what's the go with Cowra? What can we do? I know there's a few things mentioned in that ad there, but what's some of the highlights?
Oh, mate, we've got your usual tourist attractions like our beautiful Japanese gardens. We've got a sculpture park. We've got a lovely regional art gallery. We've got indigenous murals. There's just so much to see and do. And it's a beautiful spot right amongst some other really nice towns. So you can come to Cowra for a couple of days and use it as a hub. Head out over to Canoundra and Yugara, which has got murals all through the town. Grenfell's got painted silos. So there's just heaps to do around the region.
Can you assure me, Glenn, that when Chris Hemsworth gets to Cowra, there will be some kind of ticker tape parade, much like in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Like, I'm talking marching bands, people on the back of trucks.
It's got to be big. You got to go big.
Lots of confetti cannons.
Look, we are considering the festival of Chris. So,
yes.
We might that might suffice. He's deemed as Hemsworthy, so
Hemsworthy.
Yes.
That's
did you just come up with that then, or is that something you've been rolling with?
Well, I'm not saying. We'll We'll try and make it special for him as it is for us in Vineyard.
Heavensworthy.
That
is so good.
Oh, I love this.
You've got me excited about travel again in general, just regional travel, being able to get back out there and come see some stuff. And so Chris Hemsworth staying at your place, Glenn, or where do you see him sleeping? At a spare single bed there?
No, mate, we've got a queen bed in the spare room.
Ooh, nice. So, yeah, very Hemsworthy.
And we want not just him, we want his family to come along as well. So we'll trot out the fold out beds for the kids, and I'm sure he'll have a good time.
He might love it so much he'll build another McMansion there, like he did in Byron Bay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're hoping. You know, I know he's looking for another place. So the real estate market out here is pretty good. So you can combine the a bit of business with pleasure and look for a house.
Amazing.
Glenn, do you think now that you've done this and it's been very successful that the town of Nowra are going to approach Liam Hemsworth?
Look, I think Nowra and Corowa are both going to go after the other two brothers.
They might get Luke. They might manage to get themselves Luke.
The other brothers. Well said, Glenn.
Oh, Glenn, all the best with it, man. We can't wait to see it. So dates, is he coming, anything specific yet?
No, he just said early next year.
Early next year.
Hopefully these people will reach out to us and we can have a chat about, you know, best times to come and visit and start to put together a really nice itinerary for him.
Keep us in the loop, man. We'd love to be there. I mean, I'm leaving the show at the end of the year, but Maz, you'd love to be there, right? With Hemsworth doing the whole thing.
You've got more of a chance of going because you won't have a breakfast radio show. You could just go to Cowramie.
I'll just get in the van and come see Hemsworth. Why not? We'll hit the town, Glenn. It'll be great. Hey, man, thanks for joining us this morning. You're on Sunrise today as well.
I think about 20 to 9 this morning. So
okay.
Got to go and do the hair and powder up and
go get your face on.
Yeah, spread that message. Thanks, that's Glenn.
That's a task.
See, mate. Bye.
Cheers. 'Cause the rain is gonna rain, 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 and the hate is gonna
hate, 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 hate. Look, I know this is done on radio before, but it's still an issue. And this is the problem I have with it, is that we still live in a day where if you choose to go to the movies by yourself, you get judged.
It's true. People think you're a fat loser.
Yeah. I mean, I said I went over the weekend by myself and the judgy looks I got from the producers of the team, like, what, really?
But I, see, this is the thing, and I, at the best of times, can be super judgy, but on this one, I'm like all about it. I think going to the movies is an activity that was created to do by yourself.
Yes.
I really think it's a solo thing.
If you're going with friends, you're doing it wrong.
I think so. I think more people should get on board the solo movie train and ride that thing into the sunset.
By yourself.
By yourself. It's a one-person train ride.
Let's go to Angela this morning. Rate or hate. Morning, Angela.
Morning.
Hey, Ange, do you go to the movies by yourself, babe?
It wasn't something that I used to do. I always thought, yeah, you feel like a loser. But once I did it, like Gordy said, it was very difficult the first time. But after you've been once.
I feel like this is a public service announcement for anyone that hasn't done it. You need to go and do it. You feel like a different person after you've cracked that ice,
well,
right, Angela?
Yeah. I think you feel empowered when you come out.
Yes. You don't need no others.
No, you don't. And, I've been to the movies, like you said, in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
With reclining chairs. You know, a heap of food by my side and no one else in the cinema.
Oh,
isn't that great? You feel like a VIP.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Would you go to the next level like me and then go to dinner after that movie by yourself as well?
Oh, yeah. These days you've got your phone, so, I mean, you could...
You've got your phone, you know? So you're never really alone.
No, you're never really alone, exactly. Take your paper. Always go to breakfast and there's, you know, travellers that travel around for business. They're always at breakfast on their tablet or reading the newspaper.
But this is what I found, Angela. It's acceptable to read the paper at breakfast, but for some reason it's not acceptable to read the paper at dinner at night.
No, that's probably true.
So I tried that and it just didn't feel right. But again, if you can just sit there comfortably and eat your food, then I recommend it to you. You've got to go try it.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
I go like fine dining, 5-star restaurant, book it for yourself and just have a good time.
Why not? If you enjoy your own company.
Thank you, Ange. Let's go to Rochelle this morning. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
Oh, good. You go it alone at the movies?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. When I was in university, I actually worked for a national company that had affiliations with the cinemas. Oh. So we would get as a staff benefit, really cheap tickets. So I'd go all the time by myself for like $2.
Yes!
That's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. Here's what I wanted to watch. I didn't have to fight with anybody about what movie we were watching, and I could order whatever the damn hell I wanted from the candy bar.
Would you say it's better than going with friends?
Yes.
Yeah, because friends suck, you know. Friends involve work. Nobody's got time for that anymore.
No, friends. Well, you can choose what you want, and there's no argument. You just do what you want.
Yep. You do you, Rochelle.
It's a landslide today in the Rate or Hate. Get on board. Let's go solo. Let's look at the parents lining up to have a crack at this.
Oh, this is redemption. All those hours that you have had to sit there listening to the Wiggles on repeat, because kids love the Wiggles, man. They are amazing. They are superheroes to our kids. But we have to sit through as well. And those songs are damn catchy and they get stuck in your head. So we thought we'd play a game this morning to celebrate all the Wiggles news. Emma is moving on. She's handing over the yellow jersey, the yellow skivvy. And the original Wiggles are doing an adults-only tour next year, which I'm guessing everyone who's called through on 131060 will be attending.
I'd be interested to see what the adults-only show entails.
No.
Yeah, should be good.
They haven't given a lot away.
So the way this works, because the songs are so ingrained in parents' minds, we're going to play you 3 seconds of a Wiggle song. You have to tell us the song. And I'm predicting none of these parents are going to get any of these wrong. They're all going to nail it.
That's what I think too. I think this is a win, 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 win. Caitlin, hello.
Hello.
All right, babe. Let's test your Wiggles song knowledge. We've got 3 seconds. Of okay. A song, just tell us which Wiggles song it is, okay?
Here it is. Here's the 3 seconds. Here we go.
Fruit salad.
What?
Salad. I was singing it in my head.
Yummy. Was it the deep voice that gave it away? The whole tune.
Okay, this is amazing.
Well, see, I think Caitlin could go through all 5 of these by herself.
Gold.
But do we go on to the next parent?
Yeah, Caitlin, 100% gold star for you.
Thanks.
We've got Stephen. This is funny. Hey, Stephen.
Hey.
Hey, mate. We've got 3 seconds of a Wiggles song. Just tell us which one it is. Ready?
Okay.
Here it is, 3 seconds. Everybody stood.
Come on, mate.
You've got this. Don't let the Wiggly team down.
Wiggly team.
I'll give it to you one more time. Everybody stood. Come on. It's one of the tougher ones.
It's on the tip of your tongue, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Got this. You've got it.
It's... Is it Wiggly Time?
No!
Wiggly Time! No, it's not Wiggly Time. That's all right. We can still go 95% on this. Let's go to Vicky. Morning, Vicky.
Yes.
Have you heard that one?
Which one? The one that was just on?
The one we just played, yeah.
Let's play it to you again, babe.
Yes, I have.
Here it is. Everybody stood. Come on.
Wiggly Party.
Do you know the name of it?
Wiggly Party?
It's not Wiggly Party.
No.
Can you point your fingers and do the twist?
No.
I don't know, can you?
No. Georgia, good morning.
This has got people.
This one's a little bit tougher. We thought we'd throw a curveball in there for the second one, but here it is. Everybody stood. Come on. Do you know that one?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Oh. It's too hard.
I do, but
I've
I
gone
can't.
Too hard.
Is it lights, camera, action?
No.
It's not lights, camera, action.
Do you want to just reveal this one and move on to the next?
Sure.
Or do you want to give it? Let's give Elizabeth a crack. Elizabeth, do you know that one that we've just been playing?
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Do you know that one?
I've been listening to it going, oh my God, this one stumped me.
It stumped everyone.
It's a tougher one. It's Romp Bomper Stomp.
So catchy though. And the next thing you do is
sing. Rump, bump, and chomp. There it is. Okay. All right, let's move on to the next one for 3 seconds.
Our phone lines are just flashing. This is hilarious. We've got Ali. Good morning, Ali.
Well, guys, I'm at work and I should be calling and I'm at work and I'm jumping up and down and I'm screaming through the phone, it's my papa, stop!
Oh, you knew that one. Okay. Oh, Ali. Yeah. Oh, dang.
I've been listening to it for 30 years.
Well, let's see if you know.
Now doing it all again.
Oh, good on you,
babe. Let's see if you know the next one here. Ooh.
Can I hear that one again? That one's a little bit tough.
It is a bit tough. Mm. We didn't want to make it too easy.
No.
It's probably one of their most famous songs.
Yeah, you think it's tough.
Honest.
But when you hear it, you'll go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll
the hot potato.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, you it is.
Potato. Still got it.
You still got it, babe. Potato. Good on you.
Potato.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Right. Step into my jacuzzi, Maz. Step into the jacuzzi here.
It's not like a full jacuzzi.
No, no, it's a little mini jacuzzi.
A ball jacuzzi.
Yeah, a little tiny one.
We're talking about this new contraceptive testicle bath that has been invented.
Well, it's just won an award. So congratulations over the weekend. Innovative stuff. Not available on the market just yet.
No, they've got to do a few more studies. But the idea is that you drop your nuts in this thing.
Yep.
And I don't know how it works necessarily, but it apparently slows down your swimmers.
Yes.
Temporarily. Yeah. So that you don't conceive.
Yeah, and it is reversible. This device says you'll return to normal 6 months after the last treatment. I do love this part of the article, though. It says the water heats up the temperature of a warm bath, so it's a great way for your testicles to unwind after a long day.
So, like, just looking at this thing, because it looks quite small.
Yes.
What, like, logistically, how are you getting your nuts in that?
First of all, the first time you do it, you have to do it assisted by a doctor.
Yeah, but are you squatting over that? Do you lay down and just, like, plop them in there?
I could do it sitting here now like this. Like, if I had it, I could do, like,
Where's the bath going?
Just held, handheld and, you know, get them in there.
So you hold the bath.
I hold the bath.
And then you squat down.
Yes.
And then up.
Yeah, like dipping nuggets into some sweet and sour sauce. Just like that. Alan, would you use this thing?
Look, no way, folks. No way, Jose.
No way.
Could be a bit sensitive, some blokes down there, depending on the size of our,
Well, this is saying no sensitivity, no pain whatsoever.
It's just like getting in a bath, apparently, Alan.
I feel like blokes, that's the first thing we say is, oh, no way, man. Like, I'm not doing that. Just because we're scared of what it might do.
Well, I don't know. Look, a lot of women would want the sort of lubricant part of us, if you could put it that way.
Well, I mean, I won't speak on behalf of all women, but Maz, is that something that you might
Great
want?
Great generalisation, Alan. No comment.
That's just Alan's guess of something that women might want.
No, I reckon this is what women want. Didn't they make a movie about that?
Hey, Alan, let me give you some reassurance on this, mate. So far, it hasn't been tested on humans yet. Only been trialled on animals. So,
but not elephants.
No. There's not a bath big enough for that.
That's a wrap for Gondi and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think.